Morning. Joining us in studio for perhaps the last time, unless things change in the next 8 days. I don't know if that's likely, but Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn.
Hi, Jeff.
Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
Well, you are a short timer.
I am.
8 days left on the job?
Yeah. Yeah. A week from tomorrow is the last day as the sheriff, and at 4 o'clock I'll be attending a swearing-in ceremony for Chief Deputy Jesse Thomas, who will be the interim sheriff for the next 13 months. Mm-hmm. So it's bittersweet.
Bittersweet. Yeah, I'm sure it is. But, boy, it's been a finish that's 33 and a half years in the making now.
Yeah, 32 years with Rice County and a year in Kenyon, Minnesota, and 6 months right out of college up in Crow Wing County there by Nisswa. So it's just hard to believe it went that fast. And, you know, for a young guy like me, 40 years old, retiring, that's pretty good. Oh, I might be fibbing a little bit. It's been a great career. Looking back at everything, all the people that I've worked with, it's just been phenomenal. And amongst it, there's been some tragedies along the way that goes along with this job, and fortunately, it's few and far between, which is good. But I'm excited for the next chapter. I've talked to Monty Nelson a few times, and he says you're going to love it. So looking forward to hopefully spending some time with him, and he can mentor me on what retirement's supposed to be like.
All right. Boy, if you're with Monty, then you might want to, 911 handy on your telephone. You might need an ambulance ride the first day.
Well, yeah, maybe that's why he's asking me to come with him, because I'm kind of a magnet when it comes to medicals and traumas, and I've always seem to have the tools there. So he did say bring my trauma bags.
And for those of you not familiar, unfortunately, former chief of police in Northfield, Monty had a little accident the first day.
Yeah.
His retirement. But I think he's better now.
Yes.
Getting things together. I envy his retirement.
He's wrapped in bubble wrap now.
All right. Let's, we've got, there are some things that we can talk about. And I guess there are a couple of things I want to mention quickly before we talk a little bit more about your career. And that's, we had another fatality in Rice County, and I don't know if it's been determined yet what the cause of that is, but it seemed like a kind of an unlikely scenario.
Yeah, so we about a week ago we had a car go through a T intersection, mm-hmm. and hit a building, and it's the Warsaw Town Hall just west of Faribault, and unfortunately, the victim succumbed to the injuries in that crash, and it started the building on fire as well as the car, and deputies were unable to get the victim out. But the autopsy did come back, and she was killed due to the injuries from the crash. So, it's a T intersection. It's got the rumble strips. It's got the stop sign ahead sign, and the vehicle went right through the stop sign and crashed right into the building. Mm-hmm. So, we may never know what the true cause was, due to the extensive damage, from the fire. And, but it's just a good reminder to, if you're tired, if you're not feeling well, maybe not drive. I don't know. Again, mm-hmm. we don't know what it was, but we know that the vehicle didn't brake. It went right through the stop sign and hit the building. So, mm-hmm. The Warsaw Township is building a new building, offset from that intersection a little bit to the south. So, because this is probably, in my career here, it's at least the 10th time that building has been struck from cars going through that intersection.
Whoa.
So
Maybe rebuild in a different spot.
So they're going to move it, yeah. But the thing about it is, so when that building, it'll be a parking lot now, but then on the backside of that parking lot, there's still trees, so it would still be significant if you hit trees at 50 miles an hour or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
wow.
So I don't know. That's one of those things that I'm sure our engineers will continue to look at. And so that puts us at 4 for the year, and I hope that's the last one for 2021, because we don't want to even come close to the 10 that we had in 2020. And our men and women are going to continue to work and be out there and try, if they see violations such as speeding, inattentive driving, distracted driving, impaired driving, you're going to expect to get cited for it. So it's a life safety issue, and we need to all do our part to make sure that we get everybody home safe.
Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us, and Sheriff Dunn, a little bit surprising is that your last day will be next Friday, and not this Friday. It's the deer opener this Friday.
I know.
I don't know if you're able to get away or not, but the firearms deer opener is coming up this weekend. Yep. I should say this Saturday. It's not Friday. It's a time to, once again, for public to be aware and safe.
Yes. So there's going to be hunters out there, and I've heard some things that there's less and less hunters out there, which kind of surprises me, but apparently some of our younger folks aren't as keen on the hunting, which is fine. But so if you're going to go out and you're going to go hiking or whatever it may be, throw on some blaze orange just so, you're better seen out there, and know that you're going to see cars parked in field drives and along wooded areas and different things like that. And if you as a landowner have issues with somebody coming on your property, make sure you call the sheriff's office or the DNR. The DNR will be out as well. And make sure your property's posted no trespassing with your name and phone number on it per statute. So we want people to be safe. Hunters, make sure you know what your target is. Make sure it's truly a deer and don't just shoot at movement. I know that where I hunt, there's people, farmers that live next door to me, and they go out there and they do some chainsaws work and they do some field work and fence work from time to time, but they always put their blaze orange on, and it's just a good reminder for everybody to be safe. And good luck, because we need to keep those, the more deer we can shoot legally and harvest legally this way, the less deer that people will hit on the roads. And we're seeing a lot of that every morning and every evening now. Again, it's that time of year, and I know I had couple hit last night, and I was really watching, on my way over from Faribault this morning, because they're getting active right now.
And be sure to check out your regulation book as well, because
CWD
is a big thing, and the DNR is really wanting to put a halt to chronic wasting disease.
Yes.
So there are some measures within that. Just read your handbook there.
Yep.
Sheriff, you got 8 days left on the job. I don't know if there's all going to be working days or not, but let's talk about the transition. The new chief, is Jesse ready to take over?
He is. Yeah, he's been our chief deputy for 7 years now, and for the last 2 years I've brought him in more and more on some of the bigger things such as budgeting, and so he's sat as John Fossum would say, second chair, working with me on the budget. And, he's always, I take input from all of my department heads within the sheriff's office and supervisors. But usually I do it. That's my job. But I brought Jesse in the last 2 years, so he has a good handle on how it goes. I think he's ready for a new challenge, and he's going to do great. He's 25 years experience with the sheriff's office, and he's up for the challenge. He told me about 3-4 years ago, said, whenever you decide to retire, I'm ready to take over. And I said, well, in 2022, we'll make that happen, because I said this was going to be my last term. But because of some job changes with my wife, we decided to go a little early so that we weren't living apart for a year. We'll be moving out of state a week after my retirement. And There'll be an open house down at the Rice County Government Center next Friday from 1 to 3 if you want to come down and say so long. Don't let the door hit you in the rear end on your way out, or good luck, whatever it may be. But yeah, so it's we're ready for this, and we just know that you have a great staff, whether it's in brown, blue, fire, EMS. We're really, really blessed here in Rice County to have the people that give their all in public safety. And we're blessed to have your support. So thank you throughout this tough COVID thing and civil unrest and everything else. We appreciate your support.
Let's talk about the retirement now. You are going to be moving, as you say. Your wife has had a change in jobs or a change in job locations, and it's not really a commutable distance.
Right, yes.
So you'll be moving out of state?
Out of state, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to be moving down towards we're going to be moving to Arizona, and so we're looking forward to spending our first Thanksgiving with family and friends in Arizona. Our son's going to fly back from medical school, and that'll be the first time we've seen him since he started medical school. So it's going to be an exciting time. And like Minnesota, Arizona is full of golf courses, and I'm hoping to see a lot more golf courses than I've seen in the last 33 years.
Are you a golfer?
I am a golfer.
Okay.
And I'm an average golfer. I'd like to become slightly above average and, give some of my good friends back here in Minnesota when I come and visit next summer a run for their money. But, it's looking forward to that. And, I will not be totally retired. I can't see myself just sitting at home and going to the golf course and then raking rocks in the desert. So I don't know what the next chapter will be, but the thing right now, there's a lot of jobs out there, and I think I'll have a lot of things to pick from. So we'll see what that brings. But I'm excited. I'll be excited to not worry about pagers and cell phones going off in the middle of the night when tragedy happens, and looking forward to meeting new friends, making new friends, and then having old friends come down and get away from this horrible winter that we as Minnesotans have had to deal with for a long time. And it was kind of nice to be able to sell my snowblower and shovels and ice chippers and everything else. So I'm and now watch, I just jinx myself, and I'll have the first snowfall in North Phoenix in who knows how long. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. And then I also hope to maybe travel a little bit with my wife when she does some of her business trips, and otherwise for sure I'll be a chauffeur for her to and from business meetings, or maybe to and from the airport. So I'm going to have to get my Uber sticker on my car and then make sure I charge her fairly.
Hey,
she's
going to
kill me for that if she's listening.
He's on a fixed budget now.
Exactly.
Is Arizona, do you think, do you see that your wife has moved out there now? Do you see that as a permanent thing for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And then we still have family here in Minnesota, a lot of friends, and then we have a cabin up north, so I see us coming back in the summertime and utilizing that still and getting out of the 120 degree heat of the summer. But no, that's going to be our new permanent home. Like I said, it's another chapter in my book of life, and hopefully it's as good as the first few chapters.
All right. Will you have a temporary home up in the deer stand this weekend?
Yes, I will. I will be out there bright and early waiting for the deer to come out, and I would love to get one. Because I'm actually about a month ago, Jeff had my last venison sticks, and so it's right. To provide for the family and to be able to bring some south is the pressure's on me now, really. So
now, do they have a hunting season in Arizona?
They do. They have elk hunting, and they also have some deer hunting, but that's more in northern Arizona, I believe. And So, yeah, Monty's already said, you know, I can set you up with some hunting and, you know, some areas that maybe we could do some elk hunting. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fun time.
I'm hoping to get out and do a little bit of that too. But it's been an interesting thing. I've been slowly cleaning my office out, making room for Jesse to move in, and coming upon old news articles of calls and things that we've dealt with, and it's like I said, bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big page to turn right there, and it's a lot of us at a certain age in life.
Yeah. Hopefully, you're not too far behind. Jeff.
Hopefully, I'm not either. Troy, I want to thank you not only for coming in today, but for all your years of service, not only for coming into KYMN here, but just Rice County and the people of Rice County. Thank you so much. You've served well. You have a lot to be proud of, and you can. It is now time where you have earned some relaxation.
Thank
so
you,
wish
Jeff.
You the best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.